Oh, totally, Dermot. Yeah, look, it's a fantastic achievement for the club, but also a fantastic achievement too for the individual players involved and for all their families. Definitely unprecedented within the club, and I would say even throughout the country nationally. I know there's a one club with two players on the under 18, along with Marie and Shannon. But yeah, look, it's a great time, great excitement within the club, especially after coming through, a couple of hard months there with COVID and lockdown, and that just to have this beacon of great light within the club. So it's given us great excitement within Blaise and within the Northwest itself. So really, it is down to the hard work and the high work ethic of the four players involved, and all through lockout when other players weren't able to get practicing. The players involved, the four players would have been, they would have been out practicing on their driveways or in the hallways at home, anything just to keep them going and keeping them in the up for grabs, really, to get up on an international squad.
Yeah.
So, like, the four players, they've really worked so hard themselves throughout lockdown to be able to feature, even to have their name up
Yeah.
on an international squad. So it's good.
Because people might not realize, but basketball has been one of those sports that's probably been, it's been worst hit by lockdown, Linda, because it's an indoor sport. So really and truly, activities in basketball have almost been at a standstill.
Yeah, that's right. Do you remember, like, Basketball Ireland would have been one of the first sports? It was actually the first sport and organisation to actually pull all sports away back in March 2020. They were the first club to come out and instruct all grassroots clubs to halt all activity. And at times, look, it's challenging. It's still challenging. It's been a hard year and a half for basketball clubs. But look, we have to respect all public health guidelines and work with the restrictions that we've had. We are allowed now to go back out to do outdoor sports, which is really, really hard because we are an indoor sport, like other
Yeah.
indoor sports as well, like gymnastics and boxing and other sports. But especially being a team sport,
Yeah.
it is really, really challenging. We were lucky to get out and to be able to avail of the facilities here in the local area, partnering up with the local schools. So we did get out for a 6-week outdoor program, dear, because we really, like, if we didn't get out, we were going to lose all the kids that play sports. And we are very conscious within Letterkenny Blaze that there are lots of kids out there, even within our own club, that don't play any outdoor sports, and their game and their sport of choice is basketball. So we got together and we did get, 6 weeks outdoor, and then we finished off then a couple of weeks then, like, just doing 3v3s. Very much with the focus and very conscious that we are an indoor sport. We had to transition to go to an outdoor environment with the hope to be able to transition back indoors again when we do get the green light. And
Yeah.
we're all really looking forward and hoping that we'll get back in again in the autumn,
Yeah.
because there are a lot of kids. The fear is, like, losing volunteers and losing younger players. So look, with the news with the international players, our four Blaze players featuring on the international squads, it does give that beacon of hope and, just to hang in there, players. And, like, we will get back on court at some stage.
Yeah.
So it's to champion and to celebrate what's actually happened within the club, with the four players being named on the international panels, but also very eager and trying to work hard, underneath all of that to try and
Yeah.
get the whole club back into action really, really soon.
Yeah, because the parents of children who have been playing basketball, Linda, over the last few years will have seen themselves how popular the sport has become and how much work is going on at underage level, not just at Letterkenny Blaze, but right across the county and the Northwest.
Oh, definitely. And like, we're really, really lucky here in Letterkenny, with the parents and the memberships we have and how supportive they are. And anytime we've asked any parent, to get their shoulder behind the wheel, they all have done that. And Mulroy Hoops started up there a few years back, and which is great. We want to see more and more clubs in the Northwest, and we're just really, really mindful at the moment that we have young kids. Like, to be honest, Dermot, like, we could have two clubs here in Letterkenny, like,
Yeah.
with the amount of interest that's out there, especially now with kids watching NBA and NBA, on all the PlayStation games. There is a huge interest out there for the game, and especially to, like, entry within the post-primary schools. And love to see more kids play and getting the
Yeah.
opportunity. We'd love to cater for every child that wants to play and bounce a basketball. Unfortunately, we have to limit the numbers we have in each group, which, on one hat I'm working in health promotion and trying to encourage somebody doing physical activity, and then in another hat then you're just saying, oh, because we just don't have the space, or we don't have enough coaches. So look, there's all those challenges in every sport, and you know, very conscious all sports will have those challenges. So but look, we're really, when we're given the green light to do whatever we can do, I know in Laoghaire County Blaze that the members and the parents and the coaches that are there and the hard working committee behind the scenes, we'll all get together, and whatever we can do, as sure as God, we will be putting all our effort into trying to facilitate and cater for basketball in Letterkenny here.
Well, that's good to hear. While all this has been going on, while there has been no basketball and we have been in lockdown, in terms of indoor sports, Maria and Shannon and Killian and Emma, they have been attending trials, I suppose, at international level, Linda. They've been going to training. Big effort put in before they got finally selected for their respective squads.
Huge effort, Jamie. And, you know, it's not to undermine that effort at all. I think even just stand back and just listening to the parents and the families that are going up, like they're up and down to Dublin. Nothing is coming like locally here to us. These are all trips to either Dublin or Galway or Limerick. And it involves huge family support, and especially there for the Gribbons. They have Killian and Emma, like two out of the one family, which is a fantastic achievement. To have that support, like, players don't do this on their own. Like, there's definitely sacrifices behind the scenes on a family context to get them there. Plus, too, Dermot, they would have been doing lots of online work, lots of strength and conditioning work, even skills training, skills challenges themselves since like last year. I do think the under 18 girls, Marie and Shannon, would have regrouped with their squad early September. But then again, Donegal went into an early lockdown as well. So that prevented the girls going up and meeting up with the squad. And then it was a national lockdown then from October. But yet everything was being done online. And, you know, it was tough going on these players because their school was being done online. And, you know, then you want to play sport. You want to be face-to-face with your coach. You want to be face-to-face with your teammates. But in fairness, they stuck at it, and it shows great resistance and just great tenacity just to be able to stick in there and to see it through and to be able to know that there is a bigger picture, you know, just get through all these little road bumps, and, you know, there is an international place up for grabs. So it shows great character in all the four players just to stick in there. While the rest of us were, you know, trying to maybe shoot a little hoop outside. And look, we've been conscious too that not every child would have a hoop. So these players, like, they were working hard throughout their own backyards, or even grabbing a neighbour's backyard or a relative's backyard, anything at all to get the space. So hands down to the four players involved to make it through here.
Yeah, and they have been great role models, you know, for all the younger players within the club as well, Linda. And they would themselves have given up their own time to do a wee bit of coaching when time allowed.
Yeah, so one of the models of Blaze, and it's been going since I've been involved in the club, Dermot, is that we would ask, and so we know this, we don't even have to ask these players, our older players or more senior players, to come in and to junior coach with the adult coaches within the club. And they would do that like on a weekly basis. They would do it also like for any camps, the summer camps or any training session, we'd always have junior coaches. Coaching in the club myself, I'd know that we wouldn't have been able to facilitate all the sessions that we had, especially with the younger age group, without the help of the junior coaches. So three of the out of the four players this year were able to come in and even help us out with the 6-week outdoor programme. Killian, unfortunately, wasn't able to help because he was just bogged down with his own studies and leaving cert, obviously, and we totally understand that. But it's fantastic. We need role models. We need local role models. And I think even too, with all the talk with 2020 and female participation and female dropout, to think that we have three out of our four international players are female players, which is also great for the young female players within the club, that you can play sport, and with all the negativity around it, that, you know, that if they stick in there and just the whole fun aspect and the whole social aspect too, that there is a bigger picture out there, and that they can play, whether it even be or with a regional team or an international team, that if this is something that you want to do, it is achievable.